Chazar zeichen nesh bechach shag when we heard him say kedushin daf samach. The Gemara taught machlekes in a case where a man gave kedushin and said it should take effect from now and after 30 days, and a second man came and gave kedushin during those 30 days. Rav says just suffer mekadeshes to both men because he's unsure whether when he says and after 30 days is that a condition or a retraction. Shmuel says you certainly mekadeshes to the first one, after the 30 days, because when he says after 30 days, it's certainly a condition, not a retraction. But he said according to Rav, if one man gives a kedushin that says it should take effect from now and after 30 days, second man comes and gives a kedushin that says it should take effect from now and after 20 days, the third man comes and says it should take effect from now and after 10 days. She would only need to get from the first man and the last man, because if we look at the statement as a condition, she's only married to the first man. If we look at it as a retraction, she's only married to the last man. Therefore, she's certainly not married to the second man. Fekmer Pshita, where I said we would have thought that we have to be concerned that each man meant the statement differently. Maybe one meant it as a condition, the other as a retraction, and therefore we have to worry about all of them. He therefore teaches that we assume that all men meant it in the same way. Zogt Gemara, Ula and Rasi each said that in Abaya's case, Rabbi Yochanan would say that every man's kedushin will take effect, and she would need a get from each and every one of them. Rabbi Shashi, the son of Rami, said to Rasi, the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is that each person does his kedushin in a way that he leaves a place for the other man's kedushin to take effect. Chanina asks, the Mishnah says, if a man gives a get and tells his wife, this is your get from today and after my death, it's a suffic get. Therefore, if he were then to die without children, his brother would have to give this woman chalitza and could not do yibum. Now, Rav's view is supported by this Mishnah. Even Shmuel could say that his earlier statement was following Rebbe, and this Mishnah is following the Rabban. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan, since such language means that the man left over something, if so, the get is in this Mishnah, not a get at all, because a get that leaves over something is not a get, and therefore the brother should even be able to do yibum. Rava said, Rabbi Yechanan will hold that the get is effective to an extent in terminating the marriage, and the death of the husband then completes the termination. That's why she is somewhat of a divorcee and somewhat of a widow. That's why Yibum cannot be done with her. Abaye asks, we can't say that the get and the death both work towards the same goal and combine terminate the marriage, because the get would remove her from the rishus of the yavam, whereas the death would bring her into the rishus of the yavam. Therefore, they're very different, and we can't say they combine to reach the same goal. If so, the question is back on Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye said, in truth, the raisa yibum can be done with the woman in the Mishnah. It's only the rabban that it can't be done as a gzeira for the case when the man says, here's your get from today if I die, in which case the get is valid, and yibum therefore cannot be done. So as not to confuse with that case, the rabbanim were gzeira that in the case of the Mishnah, yibum may also not be done. If so, we should say that he says, from today and if I die, that person should need chalitza, so that people not confuse the case of, here's your get from today and after my death, and we'll come not to give chalitza in that case either. He says, the Rabbanim were concerned that if we tell people to give chalitza in that case, they may also come to Yibim as well, and doing Yibim in that case also deraisa, because she was a divorcee and not a widow. If so, then in the case where he says, from today and after my death, if we have them do chalitza, it may also lead to Yibim. He says, if they do Yibim in that case, it wouldn't bother us, because deraisa, Yibim actually can be done. Zok, the next mission. If a man tells a woman, you're mekadeshes to me with this pruta on the condition that I give you 200 zuz, she's mekadeshes to him, and he has to then give her the 200 zuz. If he says, on condition that I give it to you from now until 30 days, if he gives it to her within 30 days, she's mekadeshes. If not, she's not mekadeshes. If he says, on condition that I have 200 zuz, then she's mekadeshes to him if he has this money. If he says, on the condition that I show you 200 zuz, she's mekadeshes as long as he shows her this money. However, if he was a money changer and he showed her this amount of money on the table, meaning the money didn't belong to him, she's not mekadeshes. Zok the Gemara, we have learned regarding the first case in Mishnah. The Rahuna says he should give her the money, and when he does, the kedushin is effective retroactively to the time of the kedushin, and when he gave it. And Rabbi Yehuda says the kedushin becomes effective when the money is given and not retroactively. The reasons are that Rav Huna's view views this as a condition. So once the condition is fulfilled, the condition is effective retroactively. Rabbi Yehuda says we view the condition is taking place when the money is given. The difference between the shittas would be if she accepted the condition from another man before the 200 zuz was paid. Rav Huna would say the second condition is not effective. Rabbi Yehuda would say it is. Zakhmar, we find that they argue regarding getting in this about this as well, where a man gives a get on condition that the woman gives him 200 zuz. There's the same machlok between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda in that case, and for the same reasons. There, the difference between the shittas would be if the get was destroyed before the money was given. According to Rav Huna, once the money is given, the get is still effective. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would not be effective. Mercy, we have to have the machlekes in both cases. If we don't have the machlekes regarding kedushin, we would say Rav Huna says it takes effect retroactively over there because the point of kedushin is to bring her close, and he therefore intends for it to take effect at that time. However, regarding a get, it may be that he accuses Rabbi Yehuda that it does not take effect until the money is given. If we don't have the machlekes regarding get, we would say that it's over there that Rav Huna says that it takes effect retroactively because he's not embarrassed to press her for collection of the money. However, when he gives her kedushin, she'll be embarrassed to do so, and therefore maybe Rav Huna would agree with Rabbi Yehuda and say that it does not take effect until the money is actually given. These same two reasons would apply to Rabbi Yehuda in the reverse. That's why we need the machlokes taught us in both of these cases. Fact, the Gemara writes itself, if a man tells his wife, this is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz, and the get is then lost, she is still divorced but may not marry someone else until she gives the money. This refutes Rabbi Yehuda. Even more, Brisa says, if a man tells his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, and he then dies childless, If she gave him money before he died, she's not bound to the Yavam. If she did not, she is bound to the Yavam. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even after he died, she can still give the money to the husband's father or brother or relatives, you know, those who yashin him, and it will take effect then. Now, so the machlek is only whether the husband meant that the condition can be fulfilled through giving the money to his inheritors as well. However, everyone would seem to agree that the get takes effect retroactively, and therefore this refutes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will answer, these brises follow the view of Rabbi, who was quoted by Rav Huna to say that whenever someone says that something should be done on a condition, he means for it to take effect immediately. However, the Rabbanon argued with Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda will hold like the Rabbanon. Rabbi Zeira said that he repeated this quote to Rav Huna in the name of Rabbi, and it was accepted in Bavel. However, in Eretz Yisrael, he was told by Rav Asi in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi and the Rabbanon agree that by a condition, a person means for it to take effect immediately. Machlek is only when a husband gives a get and says it should take effect from today and after my death. In fact, we have a brisa that says that they argue in specifically that case. According to Yehuda, why do they argue in the case of the brisa? They should argue in the case of a regular condition. Mar said they argue in that case to show that Rebbe holds that even in that case it takes effect immediately. We want to show the extent of Rebbe Shita because he's issuing the permissive ruling. He's the koyach at teira, and therefore we want to show his extent. It's obvious that the kedushin will only take effect if she fulfills the condition. So what's the mission teaching? Where I said we would think that the husband doesn't mean to make the timeline into an absolute condition, but instead means to push himself to give the money quickly. The mission teaches that the timeline is an absolute demand and a condition. Mission then said, even if we don't know for sure that he has the money, we should be concerned that he does, and the woman shouldn't be allowed to marry another man. Even a braisa says that we have to be concerned for this. Where I says our mission means that we don't have a definite kedushin here. The braisa says that we're concerned for a suffix kedushin. The mission said almanas she areich mosayim. Zuz v'chulah. Bryce explained the woman only has a mind that she wants to see his money that belongs to him. Seeing money that belongs to some other people that doesn't do anything for her. And therefore, she's not mekadeshes. Mission then said. Even if he gets a share of the profits generated by this money, it's not called his money, and the kedushin therefore will not take effect. Zok the next mission of a man gives kedushin on a condition that I have a base core of land, she's mekadesh as long as he has that amount of land. If he gets on a condition that I have a base core of land in such and such a place, she's mekadesh only if he has that amount of land in that place. If he says on a condition that I show you a base core of land, she's mekadesh as long as he shows her this land. However, if he shows her land that doesn't belong to him, she's not mekadesh. Fact, Gemara, even if we don't know for sure that he has land, we should be concerned that he does, and the woman should therefore not be allowed to marry someone else. Even a brisa says we have to be concerned for this. Gemara says, like we said before, our mission means we don't have a definite kedushin, but avada, the brisa told myself a kedushin. The mission would the Chayyur agree with that? Why do we need a mission to teach the same concept regarding money and regarding land? The Chayyur was the same thing, both Mishnayos. Everywhere, people generally hide their money. And maybe that's why, in that case, we have to be concerned that he has the money. However, regarding land, we would say that if he owned the land, we would know about it. Therefore, we're taught that even regarding land, we have to be concerned that he knows about the land. Mission then said, Al Manas, Sheyeshli, Bimakim, Plenty, Plenty, Yem Yeshla, Vichulu, Fekmar Pshita. Mar says, we would think that even if he has land someplace else, he could tell her, what do you care with the land? Is I'll get the produce and deliver it to you. The mission therefore teaches that even so the kedushin is not valid. Mishnah then said, "Al menas she'erech beis kor offer." A brisa explains the woman only has in mind that she wants to see the land belongs to him. Seeing it belonging to other people is therefore nothing. It's not a kedushin. Mishnah then said, "V'imhera bebika eina mekudeshes." From Rav Pshita, the Gemara said the chiddush is that even if he gets a share of the profits generated by the land, it's not called his land, and the kedushin will therefore not take effect.